We're learning a few pieces from the Kavatsim of Rav Kook to fill in what you're learning in the 11th parak, Seif Beis, for Adam Yoshet Tzarech Lahamin B'Chayiv, about believing in one's life, which we'll come back to in a few minutes in Mitzvah Shem. The page that you have, the second piece, begins with the words, Kamat Toiv Amayin V'Yadayim. Kamatovim moinim v'yadayim v'nei shiflis hadeya shebanoshim asher ruach Hashem roi lidfaik b'levava v'im oich zimakatnes v'einim aminim ba'atzmam b'gdulas nishmasam. Kamatovim moinim v'yadayim, there's so much good. There's so much good that could be in our lives, and b'chlal, how much more good there could be in the world, if not for the fact that shiflus hadeya shebanoshim, that because of the the inaccurate way that people understand themselves, the shiflus hadeya shebanoshim, the people's minds and people's understanding of themselves is so diminished, is so low. It's so humble, except humble gives the impression of something positive. In this case, it's a humility. That's the result of ignorance, of not having understanding of what the neshama is, of what its kaychas are. So kama tovim moinim v'yadayim, and they shiflus adeh shebanoshim, asher ruach Hashem roi lidfaik b'levavam. There are people in whose hearts the ruach of Hashem should be pounding. V'im oich zimekatnes, but instead, they're holding on to katnas, to smallness. Urchzim katnas. Ve'einem ma'aminim ba'atzman. This is the nekud that we're talking about in Urza Torah. Ve'einem ma'aminim ba'atzman, and they don't believe in themselves, meaning, b'gidulas nishmasam. Ve'einem ma'aminim ba'atzman, they don't believe in themselves, meaning, b'gidulas nishmasam. They judge themselves by the katnas, by the narishkeit, by the taivas, and all the things that they see in their lives, in their midas, in their behavior, and so on. And as a result of that, together with the fact that they never learned what the nisham is, they never learned what the nisham is. They never learned what the kaychas and nefesh are. What are the kaychas and nefesh? I'm not talking about learning Kabbalah or learning Tanya. I'm not asking you to raise your hands, but how many here, just inside of your heads, to raise your hand or not, how many have learned the Shemoneh Prakim or the Rambam inside and out? Over and over, inside and out. Shemoneh Prakim or the Rambam. Anybody likes to consider themselves, all guys in yeshiva like to think of themselves as Maimonideans. They like to think of themselves as big Rambam people. Rambam, everything is Rambam. Shemoneh Prakim the Rambam. The Kherchas Nefesh. What's this a mensch? What does it mean? Without getting Kabbalistic. The Rambam wasn't Isaac in that Indian, at least in front of us. What are the Kherchas Nefesh? What does it mean in Nishama? So there are two problems. You have a person that learned about the neshama. They know something about it. Because they read the manual, let's say. They read the manual. But they don't believe that that's really going on inside of them. They know there's such a thing. Or they read about it. They heard about it. They learned about it. But in ma'aminim ba'atzma, but they don't believe that that's really something that they don't really believe that that's them, that, and they can't identify with that. Einam ma'aminim ba'atzma, but gedulas neshmasa. And even a person who, let's say, was heard about the neshama and learned about Nishmas Yisrael, but because of the unbelievable difference between what they've learned about and what they see in themselves, so ain't a mamina basman bigdulas nishmasa. So when Rav Kook uses this word that he uses in the Ursa Torah, ain't a mamina b'chayev, it's not the way people use it, stab in the veld, to say you don't believe in yourself. Because they're talking about kaychas, they're not talking about the neshama. When they say you don't believe in yourself, they're talking about in your ability to make 85% of your shots in the foul line. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. So it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick to try to get people to do more. Because people have, even in the goof, in kaychas a goof, people have a lot more kaychas than they see in a normal day. They have more kaychas. So to try to be more aware of the kaychas aguf, they say these kind of things. The coach will say, you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. You could do this, you don't believe in yourself. Or the teacher will say, you don't believe in yourself. But all of that's talking about the inyan of the guf. And even with the guf, we're certainly not using all the kaychas aguf. But that's not what Rav Kook, of course, is talking about here. Not to believe in oneself means not to believe the gedulas nishmasam. That's a very, very serious problem. That's much, much worse than not believing in the kaychas of the guf. But in the greatness, in the kaychas of the guf, but the gedulas nishmasam. Not to believe in the greatness of the neshama. So kaidim, as I said, if you don't know what the neshama is, then what's there to believe in? What do you mean? What's the neshama? If you don't know what it is. But even if you know what it is, to believe that that's something that's inside of you, that there's Ruach Hashem that's doifek b'levavcha, that the Ruach of Hashem is pounding inside of you. And because a person doesn't believe in this, they spend their entire lives urchzim b'katnas, stuck in a place of katnas. Of smallness, of katness. Leah sviva. Leah maisim viprotius. Heim ha yisaydi shalem ha ishan ishmasi boni ba itzar ha pnimi. That means the average person. Rav Kook is talking about blames his sviva. He blames his environment, his upbringing, his environment. Or a person will say things like, used to be such a thing, people bala medrega. Used to be such a thing that people were able to concentrate on their davening and whatever. It used to be there were Bali Madregas. But the sviva now, the environment now and the conditions of life the way they are, and all the taivas and all the things that are going on, so because of all of that, it's impossible that I should be able to come to that Ruach Hashem. Let's say there is such a thing. Because I do have a neshama. And the neshama is a gewaldige, great thing. But I'm still not roi, even though I have such kalim inside of me, I'm not roi because of the sviva. I'm being dragged down because of the sviva that I was born into and the sviva that I live in. I can't be greater than the world that I'm living in. And this is the world that I'm living in. And the world that I'm living in is filled with tumah. It's filled with leitzanis and hailulis and so on. And I am a shubit to the world that I'm in. So even though I have this nishmas chayim, the reason that the Ruach Hashem is not doifek, I don't feel the Ruach Hashem being doifek bilvavi, the kol doidi doifek, I don't feel that. Because this is the mitzvahs that we're in. This is not something that's shayach anymore. Only maybe big, great tzaddikim, but it's not shayach anymore. Maybe in the person thinks, if I would live, you know, maybe if I would live in the old city of Yerushalayim, so maybe over there I would hear the kol doidi doifek in the old city of Yerushalayim. Everybody here that's ever been to the old city of Yerushalayim knows that in the old city of Yerushalayim there are plenty of Yetzer Hara and plenty of Taivas. It's one of the places that generally, unless you run straight to the Kaisel and you have your eyes, you have your hand over your eyes, you should stay away from. Sorry to say that, but that's just not, until Mashiach comes, it's not such a kosher place to hang around. But if I would be there, or maybe then the person, again, it's too busy over there, because it's very busy, all the tourists and things, if I would be someplace quiet, you know, someplace, you know, so be in Tzfas, if I'd be Meron, so there, that's a Sviva, there, ooh, there I would feel the kol doidi doifek. I'd feel the Ruach Hashem doifek bilvavi, because that's already a sviva of Kedusha. But the sviva that I'm in, it's not shaykh. Of course, once a person gets the tzvas, once a person gets the meron, so then they say, well, if I would come from a different family, then and that you can't travel to. What are you going to do? That you carry with you. So Rav Kook says, Aleph, don't blame the Sviva. Loya Sviva, that's Aleph. It's not up to the Sviva. You're not Meshubit to your Sviva. That's a mistake. Loya Sviva, that's Aleph. And then Lamaisim Biprotius means, well, I can't experience that Ruach Hashem because I am not medactic enough. In the Protius Amaisim, in all honesty, there is much that's lacking in the details, the halachic details of my life that are not up to par, which is a serious problem. Of course, we all have to work on it all the time. But due to the fact that A, the sviva is a mess, and B, my life is not much better than a mess. There are maisim bepratias that because of these maisim, in other words, the things that I've done in my life, that disqualify me from feeling the Ruach Hashem. And you could probably, not probably, you can find different places and different svarim, but it'll tell you that befeirish. So, even though you say, I believe that I have such a neshama, so then the kash is, why do I live such a life of katnas? Why do I live such a tiny, pathetic life? Why do I live such a pathetic life? The teretz is aleph. No, my surroundings bring me down. And beis, I bring myself down. As far as the problem of my life are concerned, they don't add up to a great person. The problem of my life, in terms of what I do and need this and so on, doesn't add up to a great person. So the person at a very early age paskins on himself. And he's gotten haskamas from all of his teachers and his parents, usually. It's not hard to get. You know that haskamas are not hard to get. See, he paskid on himself, and he got all kinds of signatures from his teachers and his parents and so on. He's tak katan ata beinach, and it's signed by Harav Agoyin and so on. Harav Agoyin, 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 and it's showing Paskin that he's not much of a person. What about you? What about the neshama? Elokai neshama shesati b'taharihi. Just said it an hour or two ago. It's emes. You believe in that? 100%. You believe atamamin ba'atzmacha b'nishmascha shechelik elokim chayim. I believe that. Chelik elokim yimal. I believe it. So how do you explain the smallness of your life? What's the story with you? So Teretz, it's very hard to be different. The Sviva drags me down, Aleph and Beis. Is that the Pratim, are just not up to par with the Pratim, with the little pieces of my life, the little big pieces of Halacha and Midas and so on. So Rav Kook writes over here. It's not the environment, the sviva, and it's not even the ma'isim b'protius, as much as we have to be careful of them. It's not the sviva, and it's not the ma'isim b'protius that are the foundation, the yisaidis, shalem, upon which the oisha and the shmasi bonui, that the joy and the oimik of the neshama is built by its tzara ha'pnimi, its inner treasure of what it really is. Doesn't depend upon that either. Now, this sentence here would be unbelievably, and might be right now, unbelievably confusing for any yeshiva bacha. Because every shmuz that he ever heard about why he's such a mushchus, every single speech he ever heard is because of A, the sviva. The world is a cesspool. The world is a cesspool. The world and all the technology. So the only teretz is you have to get out of the cesspool. No one's arguing that's a good thing to do. Except what they say. What that means practically nowadays is that you have to die. And it used to be that you can get out of the cesspool because you move someplace where there's no cesspool. But now the cesspool comes in all different sizes and has headphones and everything. So there's no place to go anymore where there's no cesspool. The cesspools, by the way, the cesspool, last time that I was in Meron, half the people that are walking around over there going up are going with their things still, up to Meron. Unless it was their GPS over there and they're trying to find their way to the sea. I don't know. Maybe that was what it was. But you take that with you now. You take the cesspool wherever you go. It's fantastic. So every single shmuz, the cesspool just brings you down. You got to get out of the cesspool. And then the second part of the shmuz is all the riches of your life, all the bad things that you do, and that how you're not medactic in this, you're not medactic in that. This tag team, this combination of external factors and the mitzvahs of what you're doing with your life have created the monster of who you are. And the only way that you could find anything bigger in your life is by A, getting out of the sviva, and B, making a complete and total overhaul of every single prat of your life. Now the reason that for the most part doesn't work is because Aleph, you can't get out of your sviva. I had a bach that I spoke to on Monday this week the person was giving him hadracha. Because the boy is involved in certain things that are not kaseda. He's a very fine boy, but he's doing, you know. So the message that he got, I don't believe that the Rebbe necessarily told him that, but what he heard from the Rebbe was that you're a product of your parents, and these are the kind of people your parents are. Okay, Shkoyach. So, I got news for you. Till I'm 120, those are my parents. Even they should live to 120. My 120 comes after the 120, right? So, they're going to be my parents. See, what you're telling me is that I'm meshubit to the problems of my parents, and the problems that they yashin over to me, I'm meshubit to that. So what's the boy supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? So the first thing Rabbi told him is you have to leave your parents. You shouldn't have to leave your parents. Only maybe Shabbos or something, but not to have to leave your parents. Sometimes there's Chalil, there is such a thing, but you have to have parents or a big Rishon to warrant such a strong thing. But this is not the case over here. But for the Rebbe, it was the Sviva. The Sviva, you're not going to be able to become a great person because of your Sviva. So that's one shmuz. The other shmuz is the tshuva, Torah, Hasmada shmuz, which is unless you completely change your life, you're not going to be able to come to anything greater, anything bigger. Which the person also feels is impossible. Impossible for now or to such a degree. So all of that adds up to what Rav Kook says at the beginning, him oichas in bekatnas. Oichas in bekatnas, you just stay in that place of katnas. And what's katnas? Whatever katanim do, in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. You stay in that place of katnas. So Kook here says this sentence, this would not be something which would be popular by the Balei Musar. I don't mean the tzaddikim of Balei Musar, I mean by the Hayantik of Balei Musar. By the katanim. Loya sviva, v'loy ha'maisim b'pratiyas. Hema yisaydeh shalem ha'isha nishmas yibonu batzar ha'pnimi. Not your sviva, and not even the maisim b'pratiyas, as much as the sviva needs to be. You need to try to do the best you can to be in a good sviva, and you need to do the best you can to clean up your act. That's true. But ultimately, Rav Kook says, the neshama is higher than all of that. The neshama is more powerful. And the oitzeh ha'pnimi, the inner treasure of what the neshama is, is greater than all of that. Ki im goydel ha'nefesh, the greatness of the soul, ha'kedusha v'atahara ha'pnimis, the kedusha and the tahara ha'pnimis. Oymetz harotzen, a strength of will that the neshama has, the nefesh has, mordika koiches. V'oyza makshava, and the power and the strength of concentrated thought and thinking. Basically, I think everybody here knows that the derech of Hashem was always to concentrate on the asei tov and mimela the sumera. The Sumera goes away. Or in the way the Chiddushim said it, and in Kotsk and Pshischa that it was said, was not the way that we heard in the yeshivas, and the simple pshat of the Pasuk, of course, is Sumera Vaseitai. Go away from the evil, and then you will be able to do good. Sumera Vaseitai. In Kotsk and Pshischa, they said, Sumera, don't think so much about the Ra, just Aseitai. Asay Toiv. Sumeira. Asay Toiv. Rav Kook is saying is Leha Sviva. And not even the Pratyas Amaisim can really, really succeed in blocking the light of the Neshama and all of its holiness. Kedusha, Tahara, Pnimis. Oymit Sarosin, V'oizim Achshav. That if a person would believe in that, then that light of the Chelik al-Kami Mal is so powerful that it would blast away any of the inconsistencies in the Maisim, and it would lift a person higher than his Sviva. that the sviva, you wouldn't be subject to the sviva. You wouldn't depend on your sviva. You wouldn't be a prisoner of your environment, of the world, of the place that you're in. That's how strong the neshama is. That's what it means to believe in oneself. That's used in so many different ways, that lashon of believing oneself. Hasviva v'hamaisim nechnoim heim b'pnei ha'otzma haruchanis k'shehi misroimemes. That's a sentence, mamish, that we can live with, that we have to. Hasviva v'hamaisim nechnoim heim. Your environment, and even and the maisim of your life. Your the details of your life. Nichnoim heim. What does it mean, nichnoim heim? Hey, give me a good translation for that. Subjugated. Becomes subjugated. When they're exposed to the power of the ruchnius that's inside of you. They get blown away. The sviv of amaisim. It's kleinigkeit. It's nothing. It's small stuff. The otzma haruchon is the power of a chilek lekom yimal. The kedush and the tahara of the nishmas Hashem that's inside each and every one of us. That we have to focus and do whatever we can. All of our learning before Mashiach comes is on this nakuda of getting closer and closer to that part of ourselves. That when you come to that world, when you come to that world, so the sviv and the maisim don't mean anything. It's like imagine, and this is a dumb marshal, I'm sorry, this, but imagine you have this rocket ship, this big rocket, powerful, powerful rocket, and it's sitting on the launching pad. And there's somebody goes by there and looks at the rocket and he shakes his head. This is not going to happen. So there's somebody, you know, that, so somebody goes over there that works with the NASA or whatever and says, what are you shaking your head? What's wrong? The guy says, no, look at this. See over here, there's this tree that's leaning over. It's going to be in the way of the, the rocket's not going to be able to go because of this tree. Or this branch is going over the place over here, and also there are a lot of clouds and smog and pollution, so of course it's a gelecht, it's a joke. And the guy says, you don't think the racket's going to make it? He says, I don't see this tree over here, I don't see how this is going to work out. You have to remove the tree. We don't have a saw, whatever it takes. We'll just have to spend the next 120 years. We'll take out a little nail clipper and we'll do our best. This is exactly how we live. And not only that, but we're taught that way. That's what we're taught. So you take out the nail clipper and you say, well, all the people from NASA are asking that this guy's got a good point. After all, there's a tree over here. It's leaning over. Like the schach, you know, it's leaning over this tree, and the only aids that we have is to take down the tree. We don't have an axe over here, so we just have a nail clipper. So we'll see. As long as it takes, we're going to work on knocking down this tree, so we can get the racket going. And this is what they plan to do, and they're excited because they have three or four nail clippers. And they take out the nail clippers and they're ready to get started. Clip, 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 to see what they can do with that tree. Then the guy comes along, the Rosh from the NASA comes along, and he says, all right, Rabbi Sai, everybody get out of the way. Move over, Rabbi Sai. They said, oh no, we're busy, we're clipping. We want to get this project launched. This rocket has to go to the moon. So we got to get the tree out of the way. So they say, all right, just move. 10, 9, 8, 1. So where's what happened to the tree? What happened to the tree? And then look at their nail clippers and they feel so silly that this is what they were going to do, spend their entire lives trying to chip away at this tree. But what they had to do was to ignite the rocket. It's a silly marshal, but I think it's understood. A Jew has inside of him a nishmas chai, a chelak al kamimal. That's infinitely more powerful than the thing that's on the launching pad over there in Florida somewhere. It's infinitely, Texas, wherever they fly. It's infinitely more powerful. But instead, we don't know b'chlal how that works. We don't know how at all to ignite that. And we don't realize that if we would do that, then in 1 second, it's obvious that the tree is not a ma'akev. The tree is not a ma'akev. The clouds, the smog, the whatever it is, no, there's an ma'akev and the rocket, boom. It explodes into the atmosphere. It goes. And what happened to all the things that were ma'akev? It's all burnt and on the floor, and nobody even looks at it anymore. It's a joke. So when it says over here, when Rav Kook writes that Asriva Hamaisen Nechnoim Hem Bnei Ha'otzim HaRuchanis, one's environment and even the mistakes of one's life and the inconsistencies of one's life are Nechnoim. They're completely subjugated. They're completely humbled by and blown away by the Otzma HaRuchanis, the power of the Ruchnius of a Jew. Hem Bnei Ha'otzim HaRuchanis. And it's the most pathetic thing. If the education that for the most part our children are receiving is the education of how to be good nail clippers, how to use nail clippers, to get a good knip, to get a good knip, to knock away. But we see that the Urchzim Bekatnes, what from people now, what does it mean to be a from person? What does it mean to be Shomer Mitzvos nowadays? But the world sees it doesn't necessarily mean that you're any bigger than somebody who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos. That's the saddest thing of all. It doesn't necessarily make a person any different or any bigger or any better than other people. How could that be? Everybody's agonizing over this. Why is it that everybody's learning, that everybody's people keeping Shabbos, they're learning Torah, and they're acting the same way that the world is acting? Why is that? So we're going to have a conference to talk about it. Why is that? What? Some ways. So every day is another from guy is dragged off in handcuffs someplace. And if he's not dragged off in handcuffs, it's because they didn't catch him yet. So what is that? How could that be? Euch zim bekatnis. So for every single tumma that's by the goyim, we have to have ways to do it with all kinds of echsherim. Euch zim bekatnis. The hotels are preparing now for Pesach already. Mistama, they're getting ready for the big Pesach bash, the extravaganza. To eat from the Chassidish Shechita until you die, and from the Chol Yisrael until you pass out, and to snap your fingers and to have four going run over to bring you your Shmur Matzah. Everything's with the katnas. But Mitzrayim, never to leave Mitzrayim, to have 40, 50, 60, 70 Pesachs and 80 Pesachs and never to go once, to step 1 foot out of Mitzrayim. Not 1 foot out of Mitzrayim. And Nachashmu as well, it's the Sviva, you know. This is what it's about. This is 2013. It's a rough world out there. We should be happy that the guy keeps Shabbos. We should be happy that he keeps Shabbos. We should be happy that he doesn't eat taf. Thank God he's going to a kosher hotel. Kulei hai, let's say. Omazugan. Thank God he's eating kosher. But you hear these lashonis that I use all the time. I find them so unbelievably depressing that people say that about. We were just talking, you know, with the Sinyonim. At least he's with other Jews. At least, it's such a lack of emunah that we have in ourselves, that we settle for. The whole tone, the whole ruach now is a ruach of yayush, of katnas, where when it comes to our children, when it comes to ourselves, we're just figuring, okay, I'll make this concession, another concession, and hopefully it could be worse. So what Chuk is saying here is that Asviv v'hamaisim nechnoim hem b'nei ha'otzma ha'ruchanis. If there would be the people to do this, to go everywhere, to infiltrate, to take over all the yeshivas, all the girls' schools, all the shuls, people that could do this, to bring the power of that racket of a chelak l'kom yimal, of a nishmas chayim, it would be brought everywhere. And all these little rabbeimlach and all these little marilach would put down their nail clippers and stop with their monotonous schmoozing from 1950 about the sviva. There was the same talk in 1950 and in 1850. The sviva. You can't become great. You're doomed to katnis. Unless you get to a different sviva, try to undo your parents, and do the complete and total tshuva for every bad thing you ever did in your life, and never do anything wrong the rest of your life, as if anybody of the teachers ever did that. And then maybe you'll be able to take off. The avoda now is just to count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, boom, and to take off. And to fill Klai Yisrael with Yidden that have the ability to introduce other Jews to the Oitzma HaRuchanis, to the power of their Neshamas. Kishihim Misraimemis, when a Yiddish Neshamas is Misraimemis, Kishihim Misraimemis. But instead we're going to go on having conferences about how we have to make sure that the children are safe in school. Not safe from school buses, not safe from the traffic, that's something else, of course, but safe from the adults in the school. Safe from the adults. Who are these adults in the school? The adults in the school are Jews that Hashem Torah misses. The children have to be taught nowadays when they go to camp. If you don't talk to your kids about it, they go away for the summer, you have to have a whole schmooze with the kids. And it has to be from a young age already. To be very careful, if someone comes over to you, don't let anybody touch you, don't let anybody take you on the side. Who are these people? We can't entrust our children to other Jews. We can't entrust our children to Jews who are Shomer Shabbos. We're going to have to send our children to school and our grandchildren to school in iron suits, in protective gear. Not because of terrorists. That's something else. I'm not talking. That's a tzara. That's a different tzara. I'm not talking about the terrorists. I'm talking about from your own teacher and your own counselor in camp. From your own therapist, from your own social worker, and in some cases from your own mother and your own father, which I've unfortunately had to deal with also. So we'll have to have confidence and talk about this. But how do we improve the situation? How did that happen, such a thing? How could a Jew go into such things? How could a Jew fall into such a place? How is it possible, such a thing? And how is it possible that I'm Yisrael, that I'm Hashem? How is it possible that we've come to a place where the Am Hashem has to, that we have to tell our children that when you're with other Jews, you have to be careful. Don't let your Rebbe put your arm around you. Because we don't know what that Rebbe is about. How did it happen to us? How did it happen to us that we stopped believing in ourselves? That we stopped believing that a Jew's not meshubit to such, that a Jew's not meshubit to these things? How did we stop believing in ourselves and we started looking at the websites and at the other things? How did we stop believing in ourselves? The Sviva, not even the Maisim, are stronger than the Otzma HaRuchanis of the Yiddish and the Shama Kishihimis Sveimemis. Kishihimis Sveimemis. So what do we do about that? Kishihimis Sveimemis. We have to find ways to bring to his Sveimimus HaNefesh, his Galus HaNefesh, his Sveimimus HaNefesh. And once a Jew takes off from the launching pad, so then those other things are seen for what they really are. and they're not holding you back, and they don't tempt you and change you. Therefore, the tzaddikim agedolim, not all tzaddikim agedolim, not all gedolim tzaddikim. That's also part of what we're living in. But I can oiskim him at tzaddikim agedolim beikar adover begadol apnimi. You know the tzaddikim are oisk, of course, learning, davening, all the maisim. But the ikar that we don't see with our eyes is the gadol apnimi. We can't see that. All we see is how medactic they are in mitzvahs. And all we see is how their learning is hasmada and their tefillahs. We don't see the gadol hapnimi of the tzaddik, the inner greatness. But that's the main asik of the big tzaddikim, is that life inside of themselves that we don't see with our eyes. When you learn this svarim, like we're learning right now, words from Rav Kook, you get a little bit of a glimpse of the gadol hapnimi. And just a little bit of a glimpse of the gadol hapnimi of a tzaddik is enough to change a person's life. But that's also not something that our children are usually exposed to. But the tzaddikim, I can always give him a tzaddikim agdolim beikar hadover begadol hapnimi. Beikar hadover the tzaddikim ha'osek begadol hapnimi, in that hidden inner greatness, in that place of the otzma haruchanis, the power of the kedushin, the tahara pnimis, oimitz eros, and oiz hamachshava. That's the world of the tzaddik that we don't see. Kamuvan, of course, medaktikim hem b'maisim. Of course, the tzaddikim are careful with everything that they do. Every single din, every single halacha. Of course, medaktikim hem b'maisim. And of course, mishtadlim b'taharis asviva. Of course, they do whatever they can to purify their environment, their surroundings, to lift up, and that they should be in a good sviva, surrounded by a good erlechid and so on. Everything should be the right way, and they shouldn't be in a bad place with bad things. Of course. But here's the difference. Whereas in the usual way this is presented, that's the ikar of the tzaddik. The ikar of the tzaddik is medakta came hem b'maisim, mishtalim b'taris sviva. That's the ikar of the tzaddik. That's not true. That's what Rav Kook is saying. That's not true. They're of course medaktikim. And of course they're metarim as a sviva. But that's because of who they are. That's because of the gadol hanefesh. It's the opposite. It's not to get to godless hanefesh they had to clean up the sviva and their maisim. It's because of the godless nefesh. The sviva and the maisim are in such a place. Because the ikka esek of the tzaddik is godl hanefesh, godl hapnim. That's what Cook says. Come on, the doctor came in with my son. Mishtad the mitaras esviva. Aval kol zeh b'mitoch hagoyim hapnimi shel ha'ir ha'elyona. The dictic in all of the ma'isim is not because they're obsessive compulsive, and not because someone's standing over them to beat them, and not because they're afraid of Gehenna. It's because there's an or pnimi, an or el yoina that's burning inside of them. Hazayremis the neshama b'chol hayitz kulasa that is flowing in the neshama and all the splendor and all of its kaiches. The tiniest little thing that these tzaddikim do is all filled with greatness, like we learned earlier. Even the small things that they do are great. Every little thing, when they say good morning, it's a din to say good morning. You hold out to say good morning? Yeah. Rebbe spoke about it yesterday. He says that we're supposed to be b'sevei panim yofes, so it's a halacha. You have to be b'sevei panim yofes. It's a halacha, right? So it didn't to be with everybody else. That wasn't the smile of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein read someplace in the Sefer that you have to be with everybody in the office. Even though he knew what it said in the Sefer. The smile on Rav Moshe's face was a little bit of a peek into the Gadol HaPnimi of the Tzaddik that's shining on the outside. Not because there's a halacha to smile. Like there was a whole movement here in the community. Some fine, wonderful people are trying to get people to smile more. They sent around stuff and the smileys, all kinds of things. Which, on the one hand, is very sweet and it's something nice to do. On the other hand, it's also azeh ha'yadav libei. We become such morons. It's a halacha to smile. A person has an or pnimi. He's not making cheshbon. I didn't smile enough. Like the guy that's going on the date. Mommy told me I have to smile more. I'm never going to get married. It's a luchtige mensch. Was heißt a luchtige mensch? The smile inside comes out on the outside. Not because it's a din to smile. Behold, I didn't smile enough today. I was over on something. It's not their ice, is it? Is it their ice? Yeah. Is it din in vahaf le'ach kamoicha? Wait, you see that? That's not why he smiles. The or pnimi. The Gadol HaPnimi, the Kedusha and the Tahara that's inside, breaks through the face. That's the Ur of the Tzaddik, the Lichtigkeit of the Tzaddik. But it's Zayremes b'Neshama, because it's flowing powerfully out of the Neshama. V'chol hoitz kulos adavki mitoich hatzina yoyis ha'gadol v'shoitev. From that, tzina means a conduit or a path or a pipe, which is godl v'shoitev, which is great and overflowing. The tzaddik smile is the overflowing of the neshama. Not a forced gesture. It's the overflowing of what's inside. This is what we want our children to be like, ourselves. Actually, if we give up on ourselves, Chas v'Shalom, to have children, overflowing. Not that it comes up on his iPhone, a thing that he says, beep, 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 time for a smile. Or to have a little smiley. It's all pathetic. It's all, because we're oichs and mekatnas. In a place of godless, where the rocket takes off, is godel v'shoytev, the toiv, the or, is godel v'shoytev, it washes over everything. It shines in such a way, it comes out, it can't not come out. The toiv, the mesikus, the edelkeit. Let's just finish this sentence. They don't lower themselves to ever be dvukim in katnus and smallness. Of course they're medaktik in every halacha. But they don't become little halachas. They become great people whose ruchnius spills over into everything that they do. Not that everything that they are the dikdukim and halachas. That's who they are. Because there's no end to the dikdukim. That's not what they are. It's the oitzim haruchonis that pours into everything that they do, into every crack, into every empty space, into every mice that they do is filled with godless. And all the halachas are the product of that. And all the dikdukim come from that. Not that the sum total of the person is who is he? He's the dikdukim, the pratim. Shein lam soif. Hamalim is a ruach. Malim means that cause the ruach of a person to become weary. That's what we're living in now. Tired and weary. If all he has are the dikdukim and halachas and in his maisim and in his midas, he just gets burnt out, like they use that expression. He's just tired. Like you see the bacham now, they're just tired. Just tired. Just wiped out. Too many dikdukim. Spent the last 3 weeks looking for a nice asterisk. Just burnt me out. Just burnt me out. It's a shame because by the time I got the benching asterisk, didn't have a cheshik for it. If this spending the last 3 weeks with a stupid magnifying glass like this, so he doesn't have any more cheshik for an asterisk. He can't bench asterisk. Do you think the Baruch Shalom meant that when he gave the Torah? Honestly, I always feel like walking over to the chevron and asking him that. You really think God thought that when he got us in this program? Why don't you take an esrog already and go back to learning and doing some good things? Whichever esrog you take, it looks a lot nicer than you do. And why don't you just take it and go and you'll use it on Sukkot and it'll be fine. Stands there. Like he thinks he's in the diamond exchange, this guy. I'm not talking about tzaddikim gedolim that do such things. Chas v'shalom. Because by the tzaddik, it's what Rav Kook is saying. Everything is coming from a place of godless. That there shouldn't be one tiny flaw, one tiny blemish. I'm talking about people like ourselves who are flawed and blemished from top to bottom. But the esrog, oh, the esrog. And all for under $70. Don't get this guy to spend. He's not going to spend $400 or $500 for an esrog. Oh, no. He wants to get a bargain on his esrog with the microscope, to get a bargain on the esrog. But if any Jew would come over to him and look at him with a microscope, what would be? Well, the dikdukim, it ties you out after a while. Wears you down. You know, how many Vim Timers and Vyesh Limers can you handle? So a lot of the guys, they just get burnt out. Vim Timer, Vyesh Limer, Vim Timer, Vyesh Limer, Vyesh Limer, Vim Timer, Vim Timer, Vyesh Limer. I can't take it anymore. Questions, answer, Bani Yishlo. That's what's happening to the kids. In time of the Yesh Lima, they just lose their cheshit. Godless. She'en lahem soif, hamalim is a ruach that caused the ruach to become tired. When those maisim are coming without any ruach in them, just because you have to do them, it's just dikdukim, they tire you out. Ha'olu lamala. Yes, the methodology is to get us to begin to be mizbainanim, to start being mizbainanim. Correct. Because we're just not thinking. We have to be mizbainanim. And all of that, that's why when you ask us what he'll say, so you can't do it for half hours, do it for 30 seconds, a bainish law. Stop and think to be mizbainanim. That's our, of course, that's the avaida. His bainus, what begadless and afish? Kirvus elokim. There's a Bari Olam. He loves you. He's thinking about you. He's rooting for you. He's with you every second. What are you walking around the world like that in such katnas? It means to be on a program of his boinedness and his boinedness and thinking and talking to the Bnei Shalom and coming to a place of godless. Then every time of Yeshlimer and Taisus is the most delicious thing in the world. Every diktik and halach is exciting. Everything is beautiful. But when you don't believe in that, or you're disconnected from the Oitzma HaRuchnis, you're disconnected from that, then all of the dikdukim are just a pain in the neck. They're just a pain in the neck. They just tire you out. I can't do this, I can't do this, I'm allowed to do this, I can do this, I can't do this. And now we're coming to Pesach. So what do you think? What do you think the Olam gave up on Pesach? How come? Why has Pesach been abandoned? Pesach's because of all the Dikdukim, and they can't take it anymore. The Dikdukim, Pesach, they can't take it, so just get me out of here. So I'll go someplace and get to other people that, I'll give them $10,000, $10,000. I'll give them whatever I earned this past year. Do me a taiva. You take care of all the dikdukim and just put it on the table. I don't want to deal with it. Because I'm tired of that stuff. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of looking for crumbs and scraping the floor. I'm just tired of all that stuff. It doesn't mean anything to me. I got to tell you, it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care about it. I want to be kosher the Pesach. I'm a Jew. I don't want Chalila to have any chametz. I just don't want to... I'm tired of all that stuff. I just don't want to do it. And someone says, yeah, but you know, when the Rebbe Abzushi was doing that, he was on fire. They had to hold him down with ropes because he was jumping up all the time and singing. Do me a favor. Keep your stories about these crazy people to yourself. The only thing I feel when I'm cleaning for Pesach is dirty and tired. So I'm gonna take whatever I earn, and I'm not going to give it to Tzedakah. I'm gonna give it to the caterer, and say, Reb Caterer, do me a favor, save me from Pesach. Save me from Pesach. And if you do that, then I'll say Manishtana. And you know what? Don't be disappointed. It could be a lot worse because I could be eating chametz. So it could be a lot worse. So thank God. Thank God I'm going to the hotel in Miami. And there's the Chol HaMoed program with everybody walking around their bathing suits and bikinis in the dining room. And you shouldn't be upset with me because, after all, I'm with Jews and we're not eating chametz. This is where we're holding. That's what the Rosh Hashanah gave us at Har Sinai. And everybody could say to themselves, I'm happy, I'm not eating chametz. And it could be a lot worse. I know people that they eat chametz. No, it could be a lot worse. This is the sickness we have to climb out of. This is the sickness we have to climb out of. We have to go into the world of godless of bigness. No, we didn't. I thought we'll finish in Mitzvah this piece next week. Have a good Shabbos.